This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
They even offered a $30,000 reward for anyone with information, which is a huge, I mean, it's like offering like hundreds of thousands of dollars here in the U.S.
Gotcha.
Right, and Feliciano was very involved in...
Okay, I hope he stays the good guy. I don't want to...
I mean...
It wasn't Jose Feliciano, because then he wouldn't see anything.
Oh, my...
What? What happened?
So...
Pack your bags. We're going on a slaycation. Hello. This is Adam Tex Davis. As always, I'm joined by my lovely wife, Kim.
Hello. Hello.
And my buddy, Jerry.
Hello.
Hello.
You know, guys, this marks our 10th episode.
Wow. Happy 10th, guys.
And I was thinking maybe as a fun thought experiment for our 10th episode, who among us would be most likely to get away with committing a slaycation? Should we want to commit a slaycation?
Who would most likely get away with it?
Yeah.
So this is assuming we each have committed a slaycation.
Yes.
Kim.
You think Kim?
What?
Josh is vigorously nodding his head. I don't think there's any question. Kim.
Yeah. You know?
Why
on earth would you?
Cool as a cucumber.
Yeah.
Knows everything there is to know about. You've watched crime shows like it's your job.
Mm-hmm.
So you know every trick,
and
also you wouldn't do it unless you believed in it. And if you believe in it, you're just gonna push your way through it.
So here's the thing, you know. Obviously,
that's my thought.
Yeah, no, I think you're on. Kim is extraordinarily sneaky and good at like keeping a secret. Like one time it was my birthday. I was working. It's like 6:30, 7 o'clock at night, and
she hasn't said
a peep. And I'm like, hey, are we going to do anything for my birthday? And she's like, why? What do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. I thought maybe we'd go out or something. She's like, well, I got to run an errand. And she drags me on an errand to another part of town. And I'm like pissed. I'm like, there's nothing happening for my birthday. And now we're running errands. And then I'm like, you know what? While we're here, there is a restaurant nearby that I kind of want to go to. And I said, you know what? Why don't we just go there? And she's like, yeah, if you want. And I'm like, oh, my God, she really doesn't give a shit. We go to the restaurant, open the door, long table, 10 of my friends are sitting there.
Amazing.
It was so smooth.
Wow.
I thought all my friends got together to hang out on my birthday without me. It took me a second to say, oh my God, it's a surprise party. Like, she's good.
Yeah.
The one thing...
By the way, also the research and the paying attention to detail
100%.
That she knew what restaurant in the neighborhood you'd want to go to. Yeah. That's why she'd get away with this slaycation.
And found an errand nearby.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. The one thing with Kim, though, she's really bad at hiding things. Like, I'm on a diet and she's got a sweet tooth, and I'm just constantly finding sweets in the most obvious hiding spots. So she could get caught by not disposing of the evidence properly.
Kim, do you agree or disagree that you would be the most likely to get away with this litigation?
I plead the fifth.
That feels like a...
That feels what somebody who does this litigation would say.
Yeah.
You know?
But you did have a nice time on that birthday.
Oh, it was great. It was great, but you were so sneaky. Jerry wouldn't be good at it because he'd still want to enjoy the vacation.
So true.
You know, and I I could probably get all the details right, but I don't trust myself to just shut the fuck up. So I have to tell somebody a story or
whatever. That's true.
I'm not the good
or a joke. You'd have a really good joke, but to make the joke, you'd have to reveal something about having done it, and you'd still make the joke because it's just you can't resist.
I would do the joke calculus and still give myself.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm gonna go to jail, but I gotta make this joke.
Ah, it's so worth it. It's so worth it. Anyway, speaking of slaycations, honey, where are we slaycating today?
Today, we will begin our slaycating journey at Bocas del Toro and then on to Boquete in Panama.
Wow.
Exotic. And also, have you been taking Spanish lessons? She's sneaky. She's tinsy.
No, I have not.
That was well done. I think.
I don't know either. I don't need.
Sounded really good.
Well, I'm trying to remember my high school Spanish, at least in accents, even if I don't know what I'm saying.
All right. So what do we got?
I guess we're ready to get into the who, where, and why, and what the fuck happened.
And this is a real what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is a real.
This is pretty intense.
This is a mystery.
You know, I like these ones.
Yes. So this is very convoluted, very intense case.
Okay. As opposed to the lighthearted fare we usually.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, no, this was pretty intense, just for a whole host of reasons.
Okay.
This case involves two young women, recent college grads, Chris Kramer, born August 9th, 1992. That would make her a Leo.
Okay.
And her friend, Lisan Froon, born September 24th, 1991, and that would make her a Libra. They were respectively 21, 22 years old. Both women were, recent university grads from the Netherlands. Chris had obtained her degree in cultural social education, specializing in art education, and Lisanne, who was an athlete, played volleyball and received her undergraduate degree in applied sciences.
Jerry just showed me a picture of them. They seem like very sweet, very nice kids, very friendly looking. And
They're all those things. All right, here we go. Strap in. You know, the young women were close friends, and they met actually while working together at a local bistro in the Netherlands. And having recently graduated from college, the women wished to commemorate this awesome feat with a trip of a lifetime. So they began to save up their money, and together, Chris and Lisanne would save up for a 6-week sabbatical to Panama.
6 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Well, they wanted to see a few things. They actually wanted to try and learn Spanish. And they also wanted to, they were like really sweet girls, and they wanted to do something for the locals. So they planned to volunteer to help with children while they were in Panama.
At the local school.
They wanted to be there long enough to actually get into all of that and make a difference.
Gotcha. Oh, boy.
Or they'd arranged with the local school to be able to help.
Yeah.
All right. You guys just keep piling this on. This is the fucking house of cards sadness. It's like...
No, it is, actually.
Okay. It is. Yeah. Right. Sorry. It doesn't get better.
No.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
If you came to this show for a happy, fun joyride, sorry.
Yeah.
It's called Slaycation.
Remember that.
Great kids and family show we can recommend to you full of laughs.
Well, we're on the cation part, so let's get to the...
Right.
I guess we'll get to the sleigh part.
Their journey would begin on the morning of March 15th, 2014, starting with a 10-hour flight from Amsterdam to Houston, a 4-hour layover, and then a 4-hour flight that would take them to San Jose, Costa Rica.
Okay.
Getting to Panama would provide a bit of an adventure in and of itself. It wasn't like a smooth sailing journey in the getting there. They made their way by taxi, bus, and boat to the Panamanian border, where they were reportedly scammed, being asked to pay for a passport sticker, which Chris had noted in her diary as being kind of shady. I suspect that they were among the locals, and they probably stood out as not being from there.
They extremely stood out. I mean, they're right. Red hair,
right.
dark hair, you know, they're very white skin.
Right.
They do not look like they're from anywhere near Panama.
Right. Right.
Thus, you need the sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
Special
exactly.
sticker.
I mean, they definitely stood out. That made them vulnerable in a way. And then, of course, they were approached by a gentleman who would ask them if they were heading to Bocas del Toro. They needed to get a boat or a ferry. And she had noted in her diary some anxiety, like, oh, we didn't know if this was just another scam, but we took our chances. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm reading this and I'm thinking that should never be something you take a chance on. But, you know, thankfully, they were fine.
Oh. You thought they were about to get killed on the boat. I didn't know what was going to happen.
You were like, this is it. They're going to get killed on the boat.
Right,
oh, no.
Right,
no,
right.
Well, I know the worst thing that happens isn't the sticker.
Right. I mean, they took the gamble, and they fortunately arrived just in time to get on the boat heading to Bocas.
Well, they don't get killed in Act One. Yeah. Okay, so.
Right.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
He would lie his way into their dreams.
He was looking for James Bond girls.
How fun would that be to be a Bond girl?
Then twist them into a nightmare.
This guy's done this before. He'll do it again.
Until a group of women banded together to put him behind bars and keep him there.
You have to participate fiercely, fiercely in what happens next.
I'm Keith Morrison, and this is Murder in the Hollywood Hills, an all-new podcast from Dateline.
Listen to Murder in the Hollywood Hills for free each week or subscribe to Dateline Premium on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or DatelinePremium.com to unlock new episodes 1 week early.
So Chris and Lisanne spent the first 2 weeks of this journey sightseeing. They swam with the dolphins. Remember when you and Gia swam with the dolphins? So they did a little bit of that.
Miami Dolphins.
No, not the Miami.
It's really weird.
No. They sampled some of the local cuisine and got to practice some of their Spanish. And the women also took some cooking lessons and met some new people. And incidentally, they would meet a couple of Dutch guys who they would become friendly with.
Oh.
So, you know, it was turning out to be a lot of fun.
At least they got some enjoyment out of it.
Yes.
They were having a great time.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
they were having a fantastic time. Right. Like every photo from it, they're just
beaming and smiling.
When did this take place again?
2014 March.
Right. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Lisanne had even noted this because both girls kept a diary. And Lisanne had noted this time in her diary as being the ultimate enjoyment. I guess how it's translated from.
Okay.
Dutch to English.
Right.
Chris would recall in her diary that the coast was clear and beautiful and that the palm trees were lush and gorgeous.
It is an important point here to note that they write in their diary all the time.
Right.
And are very specific about things that they see.
Okay.
Right. And the other thing, too, is they kept in regular touch with their families, just sort of keeping them updated on their trip and how it was going.
Josh, do you have tissues? I need a box of tissues. All right, you're killing me, Kim.
So next up on the trip itinerary was Boquete. The women would travel by bus and arrive on March 29th, 2014, at the home of a woman by the name of Miriam Guerrera, who would serve as the host. They would be staying with a host family, so she was, I guess, the host mistress. They plan to spend the next chapter of this trip exploring this area, meeting new people, doing a little partying. And they was going to actually now make the time to volunteer at this local school doing craft projects and visit some parks and hike some scenic trails.
So far.
So good.
So good.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately, a very annoying monkey wrench would be thrown into their plans, as they were told that they would not be able to begin their volunteer work with the children until the following week.
Okay.
Both women note this in their diary, Lisanne describing it as a disaster, and Chris citing that the assistant instructor had been kind of rude and not at all friendly. But
yeah, and this is on March 30th.
Right.
Okay.
But ultimately, let's just go with the Panamanian flow. And they carried on and just reoriented themselves, just went with the flow and
vacation.
Recalibrated.
Yeah. They thought they were going to be working right. with the kids. Now it's like, okay, we have a few more days to right. hike and tour. And
yeah, it's very sweet of them to be upset that they can't work.
They were. They actually wrote in their diaries. They were both very, very disappointed.
Right.
So they wouldn't just use the time now. They partied. They made some new friends. I think it was through the language school that had booked a tour with a place, with a person actually, called Feliciano Tours through the language school where they were studying Spanish. The plan was that they would be touring a farm, and this was to happen on April 2nd.
Okay.
They would meet up with the Dutch guys, uh-huh. go out for, I think it was like a brunch, and the plan was they would do a hike at a popular trail known as the Pianista. On April 1st, 2014, they would begin their hiking odyssey on the Pianista Trail. The Pianista is named for the resemblance of the keys of a piano. It is recognized as moderate in difficulty and hiking level. And the trail is described as a lush green, misty forest, starting out with open fields and evolves into dense trees and into what is known as a clouded forest. The trail is approximately 4.5 miles, and it takes about 2 hours to reach the summit.
Not me.
And not, well, definitely not me. I'm not doing all that. But, you know, there are people that really enjoy hiking.
Sure. No, I enjoy hiking. It's just I'm not doing it that fast.
Well, I'm definitely not doing it that fast.
No, but you're not doing it at all.
But from start to finish, it's about 4 to 5 hours.
Okay, and it's just the four of them? It's the two girls and the two Dutch dudes?
No, the dudes, they met the dudes, yeah.
before the hike.
Oh. Right, and the two of them just...
Belgian waffles.
Right, okay. So the two of them just went on this hike. Look at you laughing at your own jokes.
No, it's laughing at him laughing at my joke.
It's just...
I thought you were going to say there were Belgian waffles made in a Dutch oven.
Oh, my God.
I was going to make a Dutch oven joke.
I can't believe you didn't.
I was waiting. Didn't want to double joke it.
That might have been your only opportunity.
Anyway.
It's coming.
So there were like lots of streams that, you know, intersected with the moth and the vegetation and the wildlife, like snakes, sloth, jaguars.
Is this all coming from their diary or is this something else?
No, just what... I read as far as, you know, how the, since I've never been on the trail, I can't make a first person, like, this
You're in that area, this is the trail you do.
Gotcha.
It's a very easily followed trail to the top of the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go to this spot called El Mirador, where you have a lookout, you can look at all the surrounding area, right. and then go back down. So it's a, you know, there's just lots of descriptions of it.
Right. Gotcha. They have tons of pictures of them on this hike.
So there's other
smiling.
People taking pictures of them?
No.
Or they're selfieing.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Is it just them?
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. just the two of them.
Ooh. Yeah. This is a trail that you could go do by yourself. There's other ones, like the one they're going to go do on the 2nd to the farm the next day. Mm-hmm. The locals are like, don't do this one on your own.
They hired a hiking guide.
Okay. So they do this famous trail by themselves. They have a great time.
Right.
And now it's the next day and they're going to do a
right.
second.
So it's the next day. It's April 2nd, okay. 2014. It's 8 a.m. And the guide, Feliciano Gonzalez, shows up for the tour. He had on the docket for Chris and Lisanne, and the women never showed.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is the house, the hostess's house?
Well, he ended up going because he actually knew, you know, it's a small community. So he...
But he was supposed to meet them somewhere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he was meeting them. I believe it was the language school.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. And they're not there.
Right, right.
Okay.
And there was somebody else that was going to join them on the tour.
Okay. And they were there.
Okay. And they were waiting. Chris and Lisanne never showed up.
Okay.
So he went to...
The host
family's home.
Right.
And found out that they never came home.
Gotcha.
And it was suggested that, well, you know, they're young. Maybe they're out partying. Maybe they slept out.
It wasn't setting off major lots of alarm bells.
Right. Not at that time.
For me, it is.
Right.
But I get it. In the moment,
right.
It's like, a lot of things could happen.
Right.
Okay.
Different place, different.
Sure.
Helicopter parenting may not be a thing.
Gotcha.
But right.
From our perspective, alarm bells.
Well,
from
right.
theirs, tourists on vacation.
Sure.
Maybe they're right. shacked up somewhere. Or
sure, sure, knows. Sure.
The tour guide was concerned that they hadn't been home, that they hadn't but okay.
Right.
But then night fell, mm-hmm. and they still hadn't right. showed up.
And are not answering their phones.
Mm-hmm. Right. It is at that time that they notify the authorities.
What is funny?
I was going to say, it was. She goes, it was at that time, I was going to say, the tour guide realized he wasn't getting paid.
That's...
oh, man.
Sorry.
You no, really, you, it's you, how you I can't, cope. You can't it's help
I cope.
Yourself.
It's how I cope. I am. It's how I cope with this.
One thing to mention in particular about this trail they went on, the Pianista Trail, is that El Mirador, the spot they're going up to, the crest of this
right.
little mountain, this whole area sits right on the Continental Divide. Which I actually had to do a little research to understand exactly what the Continental Divide is. Do you know what it is?
I thought I did until you gave me that look, and now I'm like, I'm not going to say anything.
So it's actually where the continental plates meet, and it runs from all the way up by the Arctic Circle, all the way down through Alaska and Canada and America. It runs basically along the crest of the Rockies, then all the way down through South America, down to Peru, and ends in Patagonia. And what it is specifically is it sort of tells you that everything on the west side of that is watersheds that will drain into the Pacific Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And everything on the other side drains into the Atlantic and Arctic, which is like Gulf of Mexico, Caribbean Sea, Hudson Bay, and Canada. So the reason that's interesting here is that the mountain they're on is on that divide. So on the east side, which is where the city they're staying in, Boquete, is the more tranquil part that's like waters are slowly making their way to the Caribbean. It's, you know, trees and grass and stuff. It's the calmer side with like less precipitation.
Okay.
The west side, which goes into the Pacific, is like
crazy
rainy,
town.
Complicated rivers connecting with each other.
Yeah.
It's jungle.
Chaos.
It's jungle, right? It's like dense right. vegetation. It's like you can actually see it even if you look on like a satellite image. Like one side is crazy.
This is like a peak, like a mountain peak
yeah.
type thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That just is important to know in terms of the geography of what we're about to get into.
Okay. Right.
Right. And also that.
By the way, that's not what I was thinking for the Continental Divide.
I don't know what you were thinking. It wasn't what I was thinking either.
Yeah,
I never realized it actually told you it was about which way the water flows into what
yeah, no.
body of water. Yeah.
Learning shit.
You can really get lost in that jungle.
You mean on the crazy side?
Yeah.
No, in the information about the Continental Divide. Oh.
Nice.
Hi, I'm Lale Arakoglu, host of Women Who Travel. Women Who Travel is a transported podcast for anyone curious about the world. We talk to adventurers and athletes.
I've raced the Godzone Adventure Race, which is on the South Island and goes through the mountains down in the Southern Alps on New Zealand. That was 8 days spent out in the wilderness.
And chefs.
Iranian food is home, it's family, it's love.
And we share dispatches from our listeners.
Ireland is full of these, I will call them ghosts of the past.
From stampeding elephants to training sled dogs, we hear it all.
The dogs will curl right up with you, and it can be kind of cozy waiting things out.
New episodes of Women Who Travel publish every Thursday. Join us wherever you listen.
Hey, this is Kim. You know me. I love a good true crime podcast. Well, I'm not the only one who's excited for The Burden, a new true crime series from Orbit Media, the folks who brought you the number one hit, Empire on Blood. Anyway, The Burden tells the story of Detective Louis Sclarella, once celebrated for solving the toughest cases in New York City in the 90s. But things took a turn when a group of convicted murderers, all claiming to be innocent, became jailhouse lawyers and began investigating the investigator. Turns out they uncovered all kinds of issues with Detective Sclarella's involvement in dozens of cases, which led to the release of over 20 people he helped convict. Not only that, but the government had to pay out a record-breaking $150 million in wrongful conviction settlements, with more to come. The question is, can these potentially wrongly convicted murderers get themselves released too? You'll have to listen to find out. The Burden, which includes first-time interviews with Detective Sclarella himself, is out now with new episodes every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. But yes to both.
For sure. You would call it like wild. It's not been marked. There's no trails. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just wild.
Okay. Is this the kind of situation where you could make a wrong turn and wind
oh,
up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Easily. There's nothing to orient you. And everything is overgrown. And so it's complicated.
So then maybe they shouldn't have been doing this by themselves. But I don't know where this is headed.
Well, the trail they're on, that's another thing to note, is that the trail they're on, this a Pianista trail, is an out and back trail. So you hike your 2 or 3 hours up to the top, you look around, you go back the way you came.
Yeah. Right.
That's it. And you go back to town, you have a beer, and you're done.
Right.
So, but is it obvious? Like,
it is not.
Oh.
It is not. It is not like,
no.
No, it's not obvious. There's
no signs everywhere.
But you're supposed to just know that from someone telling you or asking a common sense thing before you go on any trail. Is where do I turn around? Where does this trail end? Is it out and back? How long? Mm-hmm. What's the elevation? Is, you know, just I think we can safely assume that they were told that it was an out and back trail.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you think about common sense, if you're at the top of this trail, you're on a lookout point and you look around and you see the city that you came from is over here, back the exact same way you came.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the trail does go on, but if you look at the direction the trail is going on, it's going on into terrain you haven't been in. That gets pretty wild.
Right.
So it's not even visually you could.
But do you know where to stop and turn around?
I'm not going to say you know. But when you look at images of people hiking this trail, there's clearly a top of it.
Gotcha.
Right.
So you're
at the
top.
So you're either going down back the way you came or you're going down a different way than you came into something you haven't seen before.
Gotcha.
So
you
wouldn't
remember all these dead bodies here?
Like... So it wouldn't make sense for them to go. Continue down.
Okay.
And also, just to throw in one more thing, is that Lizanne, in her diary, had noted she wasn't feeling great, right? So she was a little under the weather. And by the time you get to the top of this thing, you have been, you know, it's a moderate hike, but you've been hiking for a few hours.
Right. And if you're
There's
not feeling great.
You're not going to be like, screw it. Let's keep going down to that thing we haven't been. Like, that's just not, it doesn't make sense.
I want to ask a question, but I don't know if it gives away too much. Like, did they have their diaries with them?
No. The diaries are back at the house.
Okay, good. Okay.
Right, because this was just going to be a day hike. I'm just saying it's a day hike, and they really expected to be back.
I just wasn't sure how contemporaneous the diaries were. Like
the diary was written in the day before, the 30th, about the disappointment.
But she said she wasn't feeling well, and okay.
Yeah, we know she wasn't feeling well.
Okay,
and
so they'd
even
come back.
Made a post on social media, on Facebook, that they was going to be hiking.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's...
Although they didn't say specifically where.
They did not.
And no posts while they were hiking. I mean, I guess Wi-Fi on the...
There is no Wi-Fi.
In the jungle. Okay.
In the jungle.
There will be no Wi-Fi from this point forward.
Okay. Or hope.
Okay. That's right.
So the authorities are alerted.
Right, finally. And it took a while...
To get them,
Right, like, I think at this point, before they were... being looked for, 24 hours had passed before.
The other wrinkle in this is that quite a few people in the town of Boquete, which is where they were supposed to return to from this hike, very confidently say that they saw the girls in town the afternoon of the hike, meaning that the girls had returned from the hike and were seen in a drugstore. They were seen walking around town. They're very clear. They're very, you know, they do stand out. So 7 different locals swore that they saw them in Boquete the afternoon after the hike.
Uh-huh.
So because this is an area that does not have a lot of resources, you know, it's a small town in Panama, they make a decision, well, let's focus on the Boquete side of the mountain, not the jungle side.
Okay.
So because if people have seen them in town, then the best bet is to search, you know,
the
spread
trail.
Out from around town, search the trail on that side, search the mountain on that side, search the, you know, so that's where, that's where the search focuses.
Okay.
Initially.
Okay.
They would focus in that area. Now, how long did they... It was about 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it was starting to get into raining season.
Okay.
So
it's April 2nd. That night is when the authorities are notified.
Right.
The search starts on April 3rd.
Right.
Feliciano, remember him?
The tour guide
who was supposed to take them out. He's also called Father of the Mountain or something like this.
Right, yeah.
This guy just knows this terrain.
Right.
He's a local who just knows his way around. So he decides he should go look on the trail and even down into the jungle area, okay. Right? So he kind of takes it upon himself. He's like, I'm going to go be a hero and find these girls. Right.
I mean, he rallied the troops, too. Like, yeah. He got other guides and friends to participate in the search for these missing girls.
So that side was not totally ignored. Like, okay. it was searched. April 6th, which is 3 days later. I don't know if you're about to go here, but I was just going to mention her family back in the Netherlands, obviously, are incredibly concerned.
They're freaking out.
Freaking out, and have very quickly assessed that the Panamanian authorities are just don't have the resources to do the kind of search that they would want done.
How were they alerted?
I actually don't know.
That's a good question. I don't know either. I suspect that they...
Maybe they called Miriam?
Right.
Or they were checking in on
I'm
the
sure
kids
that they and... were alarmed that they hadn't heard anything.
We know they were alarmed, right. But I wonder if they checked. They would have had Miriam, the host lady's number, so maybe they called Miriam.
That would make sense.
However they found out, April 6th, they descend on the area, right? They show up, yeah, but not just them. They show up with detectives. They show up with police.
They hire a private
police. They have dogs.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. They show up to conduct a full-scale search.
Okay.
Which begins on April 6th.
Okay. Right.
And then that continues for, I think, 10 days.
Right.
10 days. Wow.
Right.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure, when did they start beginning the search in the jungle?
I believe they started as part of that. I think it says, my notes said that they started searching the forests and an area all around. So I don't know specifically
when
they went
into the jungle. Right, and apparently it was a pretty thorough
jungle search.
Yeah, and they covered the grounds once, twice, several times.
Did they find anything?
It felt like if they was going to find something during this period, they would find it.
Mm-hmm. They didn't find anything.
Nothing.
No, it was pretty crazy.
Footprints, anything?
Nothing. They even offered a $30,000 reward for anyone with information, which is a huge, it's like offering hundreds of thousands of dollars here in the U.S.
Gotcha.
Right, and Feliciano was very involved in...
Okay, I hope he stays the good guy. I don't want to...
I mean...
It wasn't Jose Feliciano, because then he wouldn't see anything. What? What happened?
So, the family goes home with all the Netherlands police people and all that.
Right. They
search for 10 days. Right. It's totally fruitless. Now it's rainy season.
Right.
And I guess everybody says it's too dangerous to do anything.
Well, so the conclusion after they traipsed around, looked at everything, looked for them, looked for stuff. The one thing that they noted was the trail has some steep drop-offs. Onto the jungle side, especially during the descent where it could be a little slippery. It's not considered a dangerous trail, but you could fall off the side very far below, at which point you would land in the Culebra River.
Yes.
Can you say it? How do you say it?
The Culebra.
The Culebra River. And you would not be seen. I mean, you would be
in a river.
You'd be in a river, and the river would take you downstream. So that is what the
Panamanian authorities
said.
Thought. They thought maybe there was some kind of accident where they...
A little landslide type thing?
Right. I mean, because also bear in mind, too, that
this
was a day hike. Right. So at this point, too, you have to consider that they're not prepared to camp out for the night. And
in fact, it's believed they had one bottle of water.
Right.
Mm. Like a little pack of nuts or something like that, and that was it. Because they were, young, healthy girls are just going up. This is, by the way, I will stop for a quick piece of takeaway. If you're going for a hike anywhere, other than a wooden boardwalk that loops around to the parking lot, take a little extra water, take a couple of protein, that is how people get in trouble, is you get overconfident and you don't go prepared and, just have some stuff with you. Anyways, that would not have probably been helpful in this case regardless, but this is not a protein bar, an extra bottle of water.
This isn't a one protein bar. Yeah.
So the Panamanian authorities conclude that this was an accident. The girls have must have slipped. There's no trace of them. So they decide that the locals in Boquete, who said they saw them in the afternoon after the trail, must have been confused and
mixed up the
maybe
date.
Maybe saw them the day before or whatever. Who knows?
Okay.
People, you know, sometimes they get their memories mixed up. So that's what happened. That's sadly what they think happened.
No, more.
No, but that's true. That's,
right. Oh,
that's,
well, they thought that happened up until then.
Right.
Okay. Until
right.
A and, jaguar shows up.
Which, by the way, I just want to say, the thought that like two people
would fall
off a trail that no one really falls off of.
I know.
Seems a little.
Well,
little
I was thinking
suspicious.
Like, yeah, could one fall and then the other go, hey, let me help you, and then they fall too. That does happen.
Right. Well, it was speculated. It was speculated that that could have been
right.
How that went down, you know, that one of them may have gotten injured.
Right.
And, you know, because one thing that they had mentioned was the possibility that if one of them had gotten hurt, why wouldn't the other one
run down?
Right. And maybe get help.
Right.
But then
maybe something happened to them.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Matt Harris. Seton Tucker and I host the podcast Impact of Influence, which for 2 years covered in depth Alec Murdoch, who was eventually convicted in 2023 of murdering his wife Maggie and son Paul. That story continues to evolve, and we will cover that. Plus, we will tell you stories of other true crime events that have happened in the South. Please join us on Impact of Influence. And give us a follow on the Impact of Influence Facebook page.
So when the scammer uses the hypnotic method of building rapport, then they create dysfunctional, delusional reality.
That's how a scam begins. Convincing the mark that it makes perfect sense to hand over their money to a con artist. The Scams and Cons podcast tells you how scams are run. You'll hear how people are convinced to buy fake art, buy machines that print money, or steal your house.
I get a phone call from my wife, and she let me know that they had decided to move all our stuff out. I can no longer do anything about it except go through an eviction.
And you'll hear it from the experts, people who run the cons.
So we go to your bank, you go in and get 6,000 cash, give us each 3,000, we give you this.
Uh-huh.
You go home and what you find out is cut up newspaper.
It's fun to know how the trick is done, and that's what Scams and Cons is all about. Listen at scamsandcons.com or wherever fine podcasts are found.
Okay, so obviously some kind of game-breaking thing happens. What is it?
Well,
what is it?
Well, one day, I think it was June 14th, 10 weeks after Chris and Lisanne went missing, a local woman turned in a backpack. Turned out it was one of the girls' backpack.
Okay.
And she found it by the water
right.
Near her village.
Right.
Near
a rice paddy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an irrigated or flooded field where rice is grown. Fun fact.
Okay.
And the backpack held two phones, an iPhone and a Galaxy, a water bottle, two bras, Lisanne's passport, sunglasses, and about $87 in cash. And Lisanne's camera, which was a Canon PowerShot SX270.
It's all in the bag that was found by the river.
Okay. So, Kim, did you do this? Because, you know, a horribly hidden piece of evidence.
So now she gave them to the authorities.
Okay. And how far away is this from where?
Fairway. Like it's
about 5 miles from the summit.
Okay.
So if you had jumped down into the water, the river could carry you 5 miles.
Right.
Okay. Did it seem like the backpack was in the river at some point?
Well, it seems like it was found near the river.
Right.
Near the river.
Right.
Yeah, it was found near the river.
It was
like it had somewhere in town, but
that
I mean, the phones worked or the phones...
Like it was put there?
Okay.
That's a good question. Did the phones work?
That's an excellent question.
And what if the phones worked? What would that tell you?
Well, that they weren't in the water, probably. And also, well, it doesn't matter. They plug them in or something.
They took the phones,
uh-huh.
And they took the camera.
Mm-hmm. We could see who they called or who called them, obviously.
Right.
And pictures or...
Right.
Okay.
They went through the camera, noted that the photos on the camera were taken in the span of April 1st to the 8th.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And numbered from 4 76 to 600.
Mm-hmm. A lot of pictures.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. In fact, the picture I showed you earlier was one of those photos.
Oh.
From the hike.
Oh, but yeah. They did not look distressed.
No, the photos, I was on the way up. They have photos of them with views of the summit mm-hmm. and selfies. They're happy. They look carefree.
And this is what, how many weeks? You said 10 weeks? 10 weeks.
10 later. Weeks.
Like, did the families have like funerals and stuff for them back home, or they kept it open?
I think that they was just waiting for word. Like,
right. Yeah,
just,
they didn't know they would.
Right.
We still, at this point, we still don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they're just missing people that are like, they're praying that they hear from them. Okay, so they find all the stuff. They go through the stuff.
Right.
Okay, they find the pictures. Any weird pictures?
Well, there's some pictures that raise questions. Is that what you have?
I would say so, yeah. I mean,
it's raising questions in me.
There's,
you know, tell me what they are.
Well, so first of all, there's photos of them at the top.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also, there's one photo that's taken on the other side.
Okay.
Right. From when it looks like the wrong way on the path.
That's
the
impression. It looks like they kept going down the wrong side. After that photo, there's a deleted photo.
Mm.
Okay.
Photo 509.
Photo 509 is missing.
Yes. And it had been apparently deleted permanently. They were not able to retrieve that
photo. It
wasn't
in the trash. It was like someone deleted it and then went in and did some extra, there's an extra deletion stuff.
And this is on the phone or the power
shot? On the phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then after that, they get really weird. There's like a series of a bunch of photos at night, flash photos. One shows like some twigs with like a little bit of plastic attached. One has this mirror with some paper around it. But most of them are just random photos.
Taken in the dark.
In the dark. In the middle. They're all like in the middle of the night. And you see, like, you know, like when you take a photo at night outside, you get like dust. You can see it looks like snow. There's a photo of the back of someone's head. Looks
someone
like
someone who's not one of them.
No, it looks like the back of one of them.
Okay, one of their heads.
But it's not. It doesn't look intentional. These photos all just look like someone's going.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And there was a photo taken that shows a tree canopy and what appears to be heavy rain. And this photo's in line with what the weather was at that time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was there anything else found near the backpack?
Clothing
mm-hmm.
that was folded. It's not clear if it was like in the water or on a ledge somewhere because there was conflicting reports, but there was was it shorts?
I think so.
Yeah, that was folded and it folded.
Not in the backpack.
Neatly, no.
Just sitting next to it.
Right.
Okay.
And then the other interesting thing about the phones is there are a couple of times you can see they've tried to communicate with someone. They've mm-hmm. tried, but there's no cell signal. You see at one point they changed the...
Let me just mention, too, there was a series of photos of what appears to be at the edge of a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
One shows an object created using sticks and red plastic. Don't know what that is, but...
Blair Witch.
Exactly, exactly. Authorities suspect it may have been as a directional marker of some sort. There was a photo of a torn paper that was laid out on a rock with what looked to be a strap of a bag.
All these photos are online? Like you can see these or no?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen them all.
Yeah.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay, because you're describing them pretty vividly.
Yeah, and a part of a map that
diary.
Lisanne was seen looking at in another photo, so
okay.
There's that. And the photo that Jerry was talking about was nothing but a mass of red hair. Mm-hmm. And one of the girls, Chris, was a redhead.
Okay. The photos were on the phone or were on the camera?
No, these photos are on the camera. The Canon power shot.
Oh, right,
shot.
The Canon, yeah. Right.
Gotcha, okay. Which you don't need, obviously, to a code or anything to get into. You can just...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A lot of there was some theories about some of the pictures of the darkness was that they were using the flash to scare off predators or were maybe trying to attract attention to any potential search teams.
Gotcha.
Right. Like there was the thought, what if a jaguar?
Yeah, sure.
You know, or if you were out in the middle of the rainforest and it was totally dark and you heard something, you'd turn your flash on, right? You mm-hmm. keep flashing to see what it is.
Right.
So that's the thought. And they also turned on the phone at one point to try, and they looked up Miriam, the host in WhatsApp.
Right.
But other than that, it was just, you know, these photos and trying to get a signal.
Okay.
And then there's a point, I forget which day it is, but after a certain date, there's no more of that kind of activity. There's just a ton of incorrect PIN histories. So like someone was trying to open the phone, right? Which could either be someone who wasn't them, or I think it was Chris's phone.
So we know that there was an attempted 911 call made from Chris's phone. It was about 4:39 p.m., I think, the evening that they went missing. So at the point where 4:39 on April 1st, it was about that time, I guess they realized, like, we're really lost. Mm. So there is a 911 made from Chris's phone, and it didn't connect. So there would be a lot of these.
Is there 911 in the Panamanian jungle?
Well, it's different in Panama. I think it's like 112.
Okay.
It's what we would consider a 911. Yeah.
Always know your locals, 911.
Right. So the call did not connect.
Okay.
At about 10 to 5, Lisanne tried again, unsuccessfully, to connect to emergency services. Mm-hmm. And then again, on the morning of April 2nd, Lisanne again tried to call emergency services. Okay. And the call connected, but the call would drop. The signal would be lost.
Okay.
And then again, at 8:14, and then again at almost 11, and then almost 5 to 2. And the last attempt was on April 3rd, and that was made at 9:30 in the morning. And again, just could not connect.
Oh, they're trying.
Yeah.
These poor girls. Okay.
Yeah. So the phone powered up at 10 to 2, and 4:20, no calls were made, but they were just powered up. This pattern continued from April 4th to April 5th. And then Lisanne's phone battery would die completely the next day, or that day on April 5th. Mm-hmm. And oddly, Chris's phone would now be used. And on April 6th, it was noted that there were many attempts to unlock her phone, but the wrong PIN.
Which is the one that had the 509 deleted? Was that Chris's phone, or was that?
No, it wasn't her phone. It was Lisanne's camera.
Oh, it was the camera.
Right. Okay. Yes, it was the camera. I know we're so used to taking pictures with our phones.
I asked, and I was given the wrong information. So I'm right now. Jerry is a suspect.
I said it was the phone. I was wrong.
Right. So we now know that there've been all these attempts between April 7th. And April 10th, there were 77 attempts
to get into
to
that
use
phone.
The phone. Okay. Yeah. The last known use of the phone was on April 11th. Oddly, no PIN was entered.
Wait, the phone was used?
Right, right.
Oh, so it wasn't locked out.
It was powered up, but no PIN was entered.
Gotcha. Oh, I see.
So I don't even know what that means. That's what investigators were able to garner.
Okay. So then what happens?
So much more happened.
How much more?
That we're going to have to...
Oh, another two-parter?
Another two-parter.
Oh, episode 10 and 11 linked.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Wow, it's crazy when it's so much, because it doesn't seem like it's going to be that much, but
you'd
I guess...
You'd think
we were close to the end, but we're not.
All right. Well, I guess we'll catch you on the next one. I know I'm in suspense.
See you on part 2.
Yeah, see you on part 2.